Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Loneliness is often a fear of love. Let me say that again. Loneliness is often a fear of love because we're afraid to be vulnerable. We're afraid to share how we really feel. We're afraid to let down our guard. We're afraid to step out and risk a relationship because we might be rejected. We all know how painful rejection can be because everybody has experienced that in life. But you know the biggest problem caused by this fear of love is that we don't give ourselves away. We build walls around ourselves and we set ourselves up in a self-imposed prison of solitary confinement. You know, that's the worst kind of prison sentence, solitary confinement, because God made us to be in relationship with Himself and with each other. And a solitary confinement is absolutely unnecessary. How do I get out of the prison? By giving myself away. And when we look at the Bible, we learn how to do this. We learn to love, we learn to serve, and we learn to have hope. So let's get started.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we're continuing in our series called Growing in the Seasons of Life, and this will be part three of a message called The Season of Loneliness. It's taken from Genesis and Ecclesiastes. But before we start with Pastor Rick, we'd love to quickly tell you about a very helpful resource that we would love to send your way. It's a three-session DVD study kit called The Purpose of Christmas. Now in it, Pastor Rick offers life-changing insight on the true meaning of Christmas, and as well as many reasons that we celebrate the birth of Christ. Now not only is it a great study for you or your small group, it's also a powerful source of encouragement for someone you may know who's struggling to find hope this holiday season. So please let us send you a copy of the DVD study kit and study guide called The Purpose of Christmas. It's our way of saying thank you for your donation supporting this Daily Hope broadcast. So please call us at 800-600-5004 or go to our website, rickwarren.org, to get your copy today. And now, here's Pastor Rick.
About every year, Kay and I will try to take an overseas trip to go and talk to and train and help and encourage some of these missionaries. And so a few years ago, we went to meet with the group of the missionaries that are in Hong Kong. And as we went up to the LA airport, I went up to the ticket agent and I said, how long does this flight take? And she looked up and she said, it takes 17 hours. And I gulped. I said, 17 hours? She said, yes, 17 hours. I said, is there a movie on it? She said, yes, in fact, there are two movies on it. I said, 17 hours? That is a long flight. She looked up at me. She said, you're afraid of flying. I said, moi? She said, yeah, I can always tell your type. You don't like these long flights. You're afraid of flying. And then she looked down at my ticket. She says, I notice it says here, Reverend Warren. You're a pastor. You're a man of God. You're not supposed to be afraid. The Bible says, I am with you always. I said, no, ma'am, you misquoted that verse. It says, lo, I am with you always. Lo, I am with you always. Now, not at 35,000 feet. Lo, I am with you always. So let's get it right. So we get on this plane, and about halfway through this 17-hour flight across the Pacific, we went through, and I've traveled around the world, and so I'm pretty seasoned. We went through the most horrendous storm I've ever been in a plane. And we were pitching and jolting. The plane was tilting and flipping and everything. And everybody was getting pretty, pretty antsy. Kay was getting excited herself. And it was everybody was obviously disturbed by this. And so they came on the phone, on the speakerphone and said, is there a minister on the plane? So I guess they wanted some comfort or something. I raised my hand and they said, you know, the flight, they're pretty upset. He said, can you do something spiritual? So I took an offering.
Isn't this a beautiful building? I paid my time to ill commitment in one shot. Would you write this down on your outline? Loneliness is a time to become better acquainted with God. Loneliness is a time to become better acquainted with God. Recognize His presence. Amy Grant used to sing a song, "I love a lonely day because it forces me to focus on you." You see, prayer is a powerful antidote to loneliness. God is a 24-hour drop-in service. You can talk to Him anytime, anywhere, any place, and He understands how you're feeling. And you say, "God, I'm lonely. I hurt. My heart is splitting. I am miserable. I feel empty. Help me, God." You can talk to Him anytime. David says in Psalms, "Where can I flee from your presence?" And the answer is nowhere. You will never be in a place where God isn't. And if He's with you, if you've trusted Christ, He's in your heart. You need to refocus on that and recognize His presence. Finally, number four, when you're going through a lonely season, you need to emphasize others' needs. Emphasize others' needs. In other words, focus outward on others. Stop focusing on yourself. Find a ministry. A ministry is a place where you can use your talents and gifts to help other people. Do you know who the loneliest person in the world is? The loneliest man is the guy who's wrapped up in himself, who's self-centered. The loneliest woman is the self-centered woman. The selfish, self-centered person is asking to be plagued by loneliness all your life. Because God wired us up to give our lives away, to help others, to think of others, not just ourselves. And if you want to break out of loneliness, stop saying, "I don't have any friends," and start being a friend. Stop focusing on yourself and start saying, "Look at all the lonely people in the world. Where do they all come from? Where do they all belong?" I could write a song on that one. And give yourself away. And instead of looking at me, focus out and see a world that is waiting for friends. Emphasize others' needs. See, the fact is, a lot of loneliness is really, listen, it's really a fear of love. We're afraid to be open. We're afraid to be vulnerable. We're afraid to share how we really feel. We're afraid to step out and risk a relationship because we might be rejected, and we know what that pain feels like. We all know that one. And when we do, we fear love. And so we don't give ourselves away, and we are guaranteeing ourselves loneliness. We set ourselves up in a self-imposed prison of solitary confinement that is absolutely unnecessary. Unnecessary. Give your life away. Look at what Paul did. Second part of verse 17. He says, you know, all these people have left me, but God's been with me. And he says, it's okay, because so that through me, the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. He's saying, my life goal to the end is I want to help other people. I want to help other people. So here's the key to overcoming loneliness. Stop building walls and start building bridges. Stop building walls between you and other people and start building bridges. Take a risk. Take a risk. And begin to help other people. Years ago, the Dutch woman, Corrie ten Boom, was engaged to be married to one guy. And all of a sudden, he broke off the engagement and married her best friend. And she was devastated. And her love was blocked. And she came home crushed and lonely and isolated. And she asked her father, what do I do with a blocked love? Daddy. And he said to her, whenever you have a blocked love, rechannel it. Rechannel it. Okay, someone you want to give your love to won't receive it, accept it. There are thousands of people in the world who need your love. Rechannel it. Because if you hold it in, it's going to dry up and wither away. As a pastor, I've talked to so many couples who, for one reason or another, wanted children but couldn't have them. What do you do with a blocked love? You rechannel it to the thousands of children who are already here who desperately need love. There's about 1,000 of them over in Sunday school right now. You say, oh, we've always wanted to have a baby, but we can't. There are hundreds of babies right now over there in Sunday school waiting to be loved. Rechannel your love. Give yourself away. When you do that, the loneliness will dissipate.
You're listening to Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. Today's message, The Season of Loneliness, is part of a powerful series this month called Growing in the Seasons of Life. There's more great teaching just ahead, so please stay with us.
Decorated trees, amazing food, family, the mall, a flurry of gravy and wrapping paper. The world says that's what Christmas is all about. But Pastor Rick Warren says that there is so much more to it. That's why he created a 3-session DVD study kit called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick offers life-changing insight on the true meaning of Christmas, looking at the many reasons we celebrate the birth of Christ. Not only is it a wonderful study for you or your small group, it's also a powerful source of encouragement for someone you might know who's struggling to find hope this holiday season. Please let us send you a copy of the DVD study kit and study guide called The Purpose of Christmas as our way of saying thanks for your donation to this ministry. Call us at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org to get your copy today.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
You say, oh, we've always wanted to have a baby, but we can't. There are hundreds of babies right now over there in Sunday school waiting to be loved. Rechannel your love. Give yourself away. And when you do that, the loneliness will dissipate. You may be feeling, nobody knows the heartache, the loneliness that I'm feeling in my life. But God does. You may be feeling, nobody cares about me. Nobody even knows I exist. If I were to drop off the face of the earth, nobody'd miss me. Nobody loves me. Nobody wants me. I know somebody who does. Regardless of why you feel lonely, God says this to you. I made you. I put you on this earth for a purpose. I care about you. I love you. I have a plan for your life. The fact is, the reason why we feel lonely so much of the time is because we expect other human beings to meet needs in our lives that only Jesus Christ can meet. And no man will ever be able to meet that need, those needs in your life. And no woman will ever be able to meet those needs in your life. Because they're too deep. Because no matter how much a person knows you, they're never going to know you completely like God does. So many people marry out of loneliness and then divorce for the same reason. Really, what you often call loneliness is really, in essence, homesickness for God. That's what it is. Homesickness for God. You've just never recognized it. You were made to have an intimate, personal, close relationship with Jesus Christ. A relationship that God is dying to have with you. In fact, his son did die so you could have it. And nothing is ever going to compensate for that. No person, no experience, no drug, no success, no thing, no possession, no fame, nothing is going to fill that aching hole in your heart that God created for himself. He wants you to know him. So what do? Number one, you open your life to the Lord Jesus Christ and you say, Jesus Christ, I want to get to know you. And I want to love you and learn to love you the way you love me already, even before I knew it. And I want to have a relationship with you. Not rules and regulations and rituals, but a relationship where you talk to God all the time and he talks to you. That's what you were made for. And that is the antidote to your deepest loneliness. And then, number two, join a church family. We weren't meant to be Lone Ranger Christians. Come and join Saddleback. We welcome you here. You can be a part of us. And join our church family. And then find a spot where you can get involved and join a small group where you get to be known by other people. Take a chance, take a risk, and join a small group at Saddleback, where you find other people who will be that support network when you're going through those tough times. The real reason so many Christians are lonely is because they're sitting when they should be serving. All around us is a world full of people who are lonely, waiting to be cared for. That elderly person who hasn't had a visit in 2 years in that rest home. That teenager who is all mixed up and doesn't know, what am I going to do with my life? That man or that woman whose mate has just walked out the door and they're never coming back. That single adult who goes home every night to a lonely apartment. That widow who has just buried her husband under the ground. That employee who heads for the bar every night after work because there's nothing else to do. The world is full of people waiting to be loved. So stop saying, I don't have any friends, and start saying, God, who can you use me as a minister to? Who could I befriend? Who can I show your love to? If all you did for the rest of your life was to commit yourself to being a friend to people who were lonely, you'd make something significant of your life, believe me. That would be a valid, worthy life goal. Let's bow our heads. If you don't have that relationship to Christ, would you follow me in this prayer? Say it in your mind. Dear Jesus Christ, I don't understand it all, but there's a hole in my heart that I realize only you can fill. And I realized that I was made to be loved by you and to have a relationship with you. And today I want to step across the line and establish that relationship. And I ask you to come into my life and into my heart and replace my loneliness and my hurt with your love. I want to become a part of your family, the church. And I want to give my life to helping others who so desperately need your love and your help. With your heads bowed, if you prayed that prayer and meant it, God heard you. And you've taken the first step in a new journey called the Christian life. Father, I thank you that you meet our deepest needs, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we could have a relationship to you that would never be taken away. And we would never be lonely completely because you're in our lives. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've just heard Daily Hope with Rick Warren. If you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. And while you're there, you can sign up for Rick's encouraging Daily Hope email devotion, and you'll find a ton of other extremely helpful resources. Now, Pastor Rick's back in a moment to share a closing thought, but first, one last word about a very helpful resource that we would love to send your way. It's a 3-session DVD study kit called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Pastor Rick offers life-changing insight on the true meaning of Christmas, as well as the many reasons we celebrate the birth of Christ. Now, not only is it a great study for you or your small group, it's also a powerful resource of encouragement for someone you may know who's really struggling to find hope this holiday season. Please let us send you a copy of the DVD study kit and study guide called The Purpose of Christmas. It's our way of saying thank you for your donation to support this ministry. Call us at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org to get your copy today. Now, you might have heard us say before that Daily Hope is a 100% listener-funded broadcast, which is why your financial support is so very vital. So give us a call today and let us say thank you by sending you Rick's 3-session DVD and study guide called The Purpose of Christmas. Call us today at 1-800-600-5004 or just go to rickwarren.org. Again, 1-800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. And now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
If you've been blessed by this message today, here's what I want you to do. Share it. Tell somebody about it. Now, there's a lot of great ways you can share Daily Hope. One of the easiest is by posting it on social media, on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Google Plus or Instagram. By the way, I'm on all of these and you can follow me on any of these. Let me know what you think of this broadcast. But you'll find a share button today next to the message on my website. That's www.rickwarren.org. Don't keep the good news to yourself. It's too good to keep to ourselves. We've got to pass it on to others. So thanks for listening today. And thanks for sharing with somebody else. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous support.
Decorated trees, amazing food, family, the mall, a flurry of gravy and wrapping paper. The world says that's what Christmas is all about. But Pastor Rick Warren says that there is so much more to it. That's why he created a 3-session DVD study kit called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick offers life-changing insight on the true meaning of Christmas, looking at the many reasons we celebrate the birth of Christ. Not only is it a wonderful study for you or your small group, it's also a powerful source of encouragement for someone you might know who's struggling to find hope this holiday season. Please let us send you a copy of the DVD study kit and study guide called The Purpose of Christmas as our way of saying thanks for your donation to this ministry. Call us at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org to get your copy today.